in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, the fourth Sunday in the month of Tuba. And tomorrow, God willing, we're going to start Jonah's fast. So together we are blessed that we're going to start tomorrow Jonah's fast. And today we are reading the gospel of that blindest man, born blind. That's why the story of something I'm going to mix between two stories, between the blind man and between Jonah. From the darkness to light. From escape to obedience. From darkness to light, and from escape to obedience. So, first of all, I wanted to tell you, like, the Lent is not about changing our behavior only. The Lent is also about changing our vision. So the Lent is not only behavior. For example, I'm going to change my behavior, I'm going to change my food. Only, no. It's about, I'm changing my vision. Different. I'm not attached to anything. Nothing is controlling me. Jonah, tomorrow we're going to see, his heart became dark a little bit. Even he can see. And the blind man, he already lived in darkness, but his heart has a light to see God. One story starts by running, and the other story ends by worship. So let's start to learn from the two stories together. First of all, the problem of spiritual blindness. The inner disease before the outer healing. So let's read Mark. Mark 8, he wrote, "Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do not hear." In the 2 Corinthians 4:4, he said, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers." What's the meaning of spiritual blindness? It's not about a physical blindness, but something very common between us sometimes, which is the inability to recognize God. You can imagine Jonah. He knows very well God. He was a prophet. He read the scriptures. And he lived before, and he tasted God before many times. But the issue is what? He was blind to mercy. He was blind to mercy, even like he was thinking that if someone going to have mercy, he was blind. No, you're going to do something. You're going to have, I know that you are compassion, but he's still blind. Even he knows God very well. The Pharisees, for example, they saw a lot of miracles, but still blind. They're blind to Christ. They can't believe in Christ. So spiritual blindness is very dangerous because it feels like sight, but produce what? When I have a spiritual blindness, for example, spiritual blindness, it means that I live from outside, but inside something different. Produce pride instead of repentance. If, for example, I feel like I have this spiritual blindness. Spiritual blindness feel like I can see, I can come to the church every time. I go to pray, I worship. I read the Bible, but from inside I have, I'm blind. So I have, for example, pride. From inside I have pride. So this is kind of blindness. So I have no repentance. I'm not repent. So when I go to for my father of confession, I'm not telling him, for example, like the truth. Or I say like, and instead of saying I say they. So I'm not repenting. I have a pride. This is a blindness, spiritual blindness. Another thing, judgment instead of compassion. I'm judging the people. My eyes always see the others have doing wrong things. So I'm judging instead of compassion. Religion without transformation. As I said, I'm coming, I'm doing everything in the church, for example, serving. kind of like he's his servant. He's a father. He's a buna. And for example, whatever like he's doing, like he's amazing deacon. But again, it's a blindness. So from inside, I'm blind. From outside, is amazing. That's why religion without transformation. So if I'm coming to the church and I'm worshiping, I'm saying hymns or I'm praying, I'm doing everything, but I'm not transformed. I'm not living. What I'm doing, it's a blindness. Saint John Chrysostom said, "Nothing blinds the soul more than pride and self-righteousness." Again. St. John Chrysostom said, nothing blinds the soul more than pride and self-righteousness. The pride. So what I should do? First of all, I have to ask myself, I obey only when God agrees with me. So I'm agree. So if God is agree with me about, for example, he accept what I'm asking, so he's good. He's doing the opposite. Is good, is bad. I have to ask myself again, do I justify my sins spiritually? So it's not, again, spiritually. It's not about, for example, when I go to my father of confession, I confess my sins, it's okay. But I have to find the solution, spiritually solution. Another question, to examine myself in the blindness, spiritual blindness. Do I judge others while excusing myself? So that's why I have to pray every night, Lord, reveal to me not the sins of others, but my own blindness. Not reveal the other sins. I have to pray that, like, reveal to me my blindness. The second lesson I have to learn from the two stories, two directions. I have two directions, always. Always have to choose. The life here, we have to choose. It's not going one way. No. I have to choose between both. Descend or ascend. Can you imagine? For example, I'm going to visit someone in the building, and he's in 20 level, for example, and I have to go, and I have to take the stairs. So I go up two stairs or three, and after I decide to go one ascent, I go down one. So after that, I decide to go one more step, and I decide to go down again two steps. This is exactly what I'm doing in my spiritual life. So Jonah, in Jonah 1, 3, Jonah went down to Joppa. And in another part, he went down into the ship. So always the Bible, the in the scriptures written like this, go down to Joppa, go down to the ship. He decided to flee. He decided to have to go down. The blind man in Luke 18, he cried out all the more. So my movement is very important. Every sin I'm doing, anything not pleasing God, it's a descent. So there's a book of ladder to the heaven. Okay. It's written like there's a 30 something letters. Okay. So in my spiritual life, I mean. So you can imagine I'm taking letters. So that's why any sin or anything not pleasing God, the ladder to the heaven. So I am here on the earth, doing everything, enjoying my time, and doing everything. But again, I have my eyes should be on the heaven. This is why I'm taking the ladder to the heaven. So I have to take my steps up, not down. The ascent, not the descent. So that's why Jonah, he goes down. The blind man, no, goes up by prayers. Every sin I'm doing, it's a descent. And every prayer I do by heart, it's as a ascent. That's why running from God, it's so hard. Sometimes I feel desperate. Sometimes I feel I have no time. Sometimes I feel I have no energy even to talk to God. So I run away. It's make me down all the time if I'm away from God. Saint Ephrem the Syrian, he said, when the heart descends into humility, heaven descends into the heart. Again, I'm going to repeat it. Saint Ephrem the Syrian, he said, when the heart descends into humility, heaven descends into the heart. So I have to humble myself so the heaven coming to my heart. And how I humble to myself, I worship. Mitanya, first things to do it, like if you feel pride or you have spiritual blind or blindness or something like that, worship. Mitanya. Or you have bad thoughts. So sometimes when the pain comes to my life, so what I do? I isolate myself or desperate from a sin or I have problems or tribulations or I have anything. So sometimes I feel desperate. So what I do? So I isolate myself. I said like, no, I can't. I can't do anymore. Abuna, just I started tribulation. This like, or for example, I have a lot of sins in my mind. So or I get sins. So what I do? I can't pray. Flee from God, running from God. Escape spiritually. Okay, so my soul dead. And instead of doing that, no, I have to increase my prayer, increase repentance, increase humility. So this is what I should do. So I have to replace the habit of complaining always by Lord have mercy. So for example, during the pain or anything, I have to repeat that. Lord have mercy. Jesus save me. Light my soul shine. Always. The third lesson is obedience before understanding, which is, this is very hard for every one of us. It's very hard. You can imagine that obedience before understanding. In the scriptures, in John 9, go wash in Siloam, and he came back seeing. Can you imagine? See, like, let's imagine with me. A blind man. A blind man. He was walking a long way. It's not, for example, like to wash his face or his eyes. It's have to walk a long way. And everyone, and he knows very well that there is a mud on his eyes. And he was walking for kilometers, for example, to wash his eyes. What do you expect? What do you expect? Someone is blind, put mud on his eyes, and he was walking for kilometers, okay, to wash his eyes. What, for sure, 100% he listened to many of people who are laughing. Obedience before understanding. He listened. He believed in Christ. Sometimes we are not believe. We are not trusting God. So that's why here he was thinking about that. He listened. First of all, he has only that refuge is Christ. So he talked to him. I want you to help me. So Jesus Christ did something. You can imagine. Like, I don't know why. But he said, listen, it's easy. He can put his hands on his eyes. He can see. Easy. But he used another way this time. He did it before, by the way, but he used another way to teach us the obedience before understanding. So that's why obedience here. Sometimes it's not logic. Something happened. It's not logic. And there's, I need to argue a lot. And I have to say why. And big why. And big question mark. Always we have in our life a lot of things happen. And sometimes I go to comfort some people at home for something happens. And I have no answer. There's a lot of big why. Big question mark. And big why. But I have no answer. But I trust God. I'm trusting Him. Sometimes the obedience looks like foolish to the world, but it unlocks heaven. I gotta repeat these words. Obedience sometimes looks foolish to the world, but unlocks heaven. Saint Bede the Great said, faith begins where human reasoning ends. So that's why you have to obey, like the scripture, obey Christ. Even I'm dry, I don't understand, I'm tired, I'm hard, it hurt, whatever. So what I should do to obey, like to start, for example, like to practice to obey weekly. First of all, forgive one person. He said, every time we're praying our Father, or the prayer, forgive me as we forgive our trespass as we forgive. This is first of all, I have to obey. I have to serve quietly. I have to pray when I'm lazy. I have to confess honestly. Another lesson, which is a trials as a divine, it's a divine medicine. In Hebrews, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. In John 9, that the works of God may be revealed in him. What that? So they asked already that the disciples, they asked Jesus Christ why he's blind. It's for sure due to his sins. I said, no, it's not a punishment. It's a healing surgery. Why? Sometimes, yes, God allows to have pain sometimes as a healing surgery. Again, we have to agree together that God is working hard with us to meet him in heaven. So this is the aim, the target of God. He needs us with him. So that's why spiritual meaning of this part, he used trials for four things. Break pride, deepen faith, purify love, and prepare glory. Again, I repeat it again. Why the trials? Only four. Four reasons. And you can choose whatever. During trials, break pride, deepen faith, purify the love, and prepare glory. So, Jonah's storm was for his salvation and the salvation of Nineveh. And the blind man's suffering was preparation for glorification. And I am the same. I am Jonah and the blind man too. Saint Isaac the Syrian, he said, do not call God unjust when he gives you sorrow. He is healing you invisibly. Again, I repeat it again. Saint Isaac the Syrian, he said, do not call God unjust when he gives you sorrow. He is healing you invisibly. So what I should do when I'm asking why? I have to ask every time I have pain or I'm going through trials, I'm asking why. Instead of say why, so ask God, what you want from me? You are forming something in me. What you need from me? So what I should do if I have pain, please, if you have pain, you are in trials or something like that, try to thank God every day, even you're not feeling anything. If you're not feeling very thankful. What the Father said, thanksgiving weakens despair. So every time I thank God, if I'm desperate, it's try to break this despair. Rejection. Another lesson, which is a rejection by men, it's adoption by God. You can, in scripture, it's today in the gospel, he said, they cast him out and Jesus found him. In John 15, he said, if the world hates you, know that it hated me first. True discipleship costs reputation. If I go on outside, so the people when we see, for example, me sometimes, there's two kind of people. When you see the Galabaya, so the
So sometimes like they ask me about what is that, or and they respect sometimes, and they know that about Christianity, and other people look me with heat. They are anti-Christ. They don't like Christianity. They don't like Christ. So I know that some people, they are hating me. But it's okay. If I'm rejected from people, from the men, I'm adopted to Christ. So better to be rejected with Christ than accepted with Him. St. Ignatius of Antioch, he said, it's better to be hated with Christ than praised without Him. Again, I repeat, it's an Ignatius of Antioch said, it's better to be hated with Christ than praised without Him. So I have to understand also everything God is doing for me, for my salvation, to prepare me for heaven. So St. Gregory Nazianzen said, the highest knowledge of God is worship. The highest knowledge of God is worship. So what I should do, I have to turn my life into a liturgy. How? Praise in pain. Worship when I'm weak. Thank in silence. Again, I have to turn my life in a liturgy. How? Praise in pain. Worship in weakness. And think in silence. Finally, I have to ask myself today, preparing myself for tomorrow for Jonah fast. Am I Jonah running? Or I am a blind man who crying? Or I'm tired, but I'm waiting. So I have to ask myself, and I have to prepare myself for tomorrow. I know it's 3 days, but small 3 days quickly, but maybe preparing myself for the great land. So again, even if I'm desperate, if I have a lot of sins in my life, if I can't do anything, if I'm in trials, if I'm in pain, so always Christ stands before me now and He says, I am the light of the world. It's okay, I'm trusting you. You are my back. So that's why today I'm praying that Lord Jesus Christ heal our blindness and stop our escape, teach us obedience, sanctify our suffering, make our lives worship, lead us from darkness to the eternal light. And glory to God forever. Amen.
So for us, for me, can realize what can always me.
Truly we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontifical Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, with all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God and true God, begotten, not created, upon essence of the Father, by whom all things were made. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us on the cross.
Jesus. His more in a pause.